It was a few months ago in October, actually, when I was last in London, and I did go into St. Paul's Cathedral, and it is a magnificent cathedral. And Gavin Gray, it was full to the brim almost with visitors who obviously wanted to enjoy the spectacle and the importance and the significance of it. It is worrying that there's someone who wanted to blow herself up in there. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Yes, our news has been dominated at the end of this week by news that a woman who was born as Michelle Ramsden, she's now 36 and known as Sophia Shake, wanted to cause lots of mass deaths. She was converted to radical Islamism, basically pledged herself to Islamic State, and was in court and had admitted trying to blow herself up in a bomb attack on St. Paul's Cathedral, one of the UK's biggest tourist attractions, one of the UK's biggest monuments, I suppose, the most recognized monuments on the skyline. The Muslim convert went on a reconnaissance trip to try and scope out the London landmark and also a hotel nearby. She was arrested, thankfully, because actually all of the time she was being monitored. Originally, when she tried to get hold of some bomb-making kit on the internet and was actually put in touch with two undercover police officers. So she actually was arrested after asking them for bomb equipment. But before they told her that they were undercover officers, she had basically said, "I want to kill a lot. I would like to do a church. A day like Christmas or Easter would be good to kill more. I always send threats, but I want to make it real this time." She sent a picture of St. Paul's Cathedral to the officer and wrote, "I would like to do this place for sure. I would like to bomb and shoot till death. I really would like to destroy that place and the kafir there," the non-believers, in other words. Now, as you can imagine, this case has attracted a lot of attention, and this woman will be sentenced in May.
Very disturbing indeed. Keeping it matters slightly extreme, the German government is under huge pressure to combat a growing rise in the far-right extremism after the deaths of 9 people this past Wednesday.
Yes, and they've just announced, actually, Africa, in a sense, they are caving in a little bit to that pressure because they are now going to deploy extra police in order to protect mosques, railway stations, airports, and what they're calling sensitive sites, and that's because of a very high, those are their words, very high far-right threat. This follows the killings in Hanau, which is a city near Frankfurt in the heart of Germany, on Wednesday. A man who hasn't been fully identified went into two shisha bars. Now, for those who are uninitiated, this is where often people of Middle Eastern, Arabic backgrounds go and smoke a sort of pipe or shisha, which they can then share and chat about things. And they are very, very popular with that type of community. Now, the man who attacked them had a gun, went into two shisha bars, gunning people down, and as I said, killed 9. Prosecutors say the suspected gunman, who's now dead, was deeply racist. They'd been on the presence online and found out that he was a far-right extremist. And that has led them to believe that there is a real threat from further right-wing extremism, anti-Semitism, and racism. And indeed, the man in charge of the Interior Minister, the man in charge of so much of looking after this, says it's the biggest security threat facing Germany is the far right. Anyway, one of the wounded survivors has been describing his experience in hospital and just described how everyone was lying on top of one another, describing it as a bloodbath, and how they heard people reciting their prayers. Interestingly, the dead also included one person each from Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bulgaria, and Romania. But there's no doubt Germany has a big problem here, and perhaps this sends out a message now from the authorities that they are taking this much more seriously.
Diamond Princess is a cruise ship that has been docked outside of Japan for more than 2 weeks now as people on board it were suspected of having coronavirus. The Britons were some of the last people to be rescued from the ship.
Yes, and finally they are home, except they're not really home because they are actually in further quarantine. So there were 70 Britons. above 70 Britons on the Diamond Princess, which was moored off Yokohama Bay for 16, 17 days. It's still there. The Japanese authorities accused of not really being on top of the situation. Anyway, the Americans had taken a flight to get their citizens home, more than 300 it was estimated. And as more and more people caught coronavirus on that vessel, the Japanese put it into further and further lockdown. And for those there, I think a pretty miserable experience, particularly those, imagine Africa on an inside cabin, no windows, no idea really at the time except your watch, there for 16 days, not allowed to leave, not allowed human contact. Oh, dear, it must have been awful. Anyway, 30 of the Britons, there were a group of 70, some have made their own way back now, but 30 of the Britons have been flown back, but have been put into further quarantine here in the UK for 14 days. They must be extremely pleased to get back, I would have thought, but to have news of more quarantine is probably not the most welcome. However, the UK authorities say that's an important step. An elderly couple who were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, who were stuck on board, who became almost sort of internet sensations with their daily posts about their boredom, and they were in almost every news segment they were going. Sadly, towards the end of that quarantine, they were discovered that they had caught the virus. And so I'm afraid they are still in Japan in a hospital stroke hostel, depending on which of their missives you believe, being treated for coronavirus. And they're both, according to their son, quite poorly now with pneumonia. So worrying news there.
And in Italy, they've introduced extraordinary measures, haven't they, to tackle the spread of this coronavirus?
Yes. I mean, we've had a couple of hundred people here in the UK in quarantine. In Italy, they've just imposed a lockdown on a dozen towns in the Lombardy and Veneto regions, and 50,000 people have been asked to stay at home by the authorities. Now, the Prime Minister says it'll be forbidden to enter and leave these outbreak areas unless special permission is granted. He's described it as an extraordinary measure. The number of cases in Italy has risen to 79. And that was a sudden rise because two Italian sitters were confirmed to have died from the virus. So in this area, all schools and sports activities suspended. Police, if necessary, the armed forces will have the authority to ensure regulations are enforced. And the Italian authorities fear the virus may well have gone beyond those isolated clusters. They're saying the contagiousness of the virus is really pretty strong, and that's why they've taken this dramatic action. And of course, now we know there are 77,800 cases of coronavirus around the world, and I think the death toll stands at somewhere around just under 2,500.
Gavin, there are very few things that would cause me much distress than being an employee employed by the Bank of England, given the responsibility of destroying 40 billion rands worth of paper banknotes.
Indeed. Yes. So the UK has been changing its banknotes from paper to polymer. And the latest banknote is the £20 note. So that's worth just roughly under the 400 South African rand mark. And these notes are now being collected and destroyed to be replaced by the new ones. And it is a massive job, because not only will it take quite a lot of time to actually collect these banknotes, but it'll also, of course, take quite a lot of time to destroy them. Now, what is the Bank of England doing? Well, actually, they're going to be very environmentally friendly. And they are, in fact, going to collect them up and shred them and compost them. So, in other words, gardeners could end up spreading millions of pounds on their gardens because all the banknotes will be shredded up and obviously decomposed to such a state that you won't be able to tell where they are from. But, yes, it is quite a terrific thing to be able to do. 40 billion, 800 billion rands worth of banknotes, 2 billion paper notes, it is in total, being withdrawn. They're going to be recycled, as I said, soil improver and compost, and the replacement will be the biggest cash replacement in UK history. The new note, incidentally, is not just polymer, but it's a rather smart effort featuring the well-known artist, J.W. Turner.
A beautiful note. It is indeed. Gavin Gray, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful Sunday. We'll chat again next weekend.